No, it's in 13. Okay. This, I think, the teachings here, very important for practitioners. This is saying, Buddha and Bodhisattvas, if people know there's kind of wisdom and the compassion, generally for these two, people generate respect or devotion. Normally, we're going, people have a devotion to kind of some power, superpower. But for Buddha and Bodhisattvas, their superior attainment, unsurpassable attainment, from this compassion and wisdom. So source of he or she become Buddha and Bodhisattvas because of cultivation of compassion and wisdom. So that compassion to sentient beings and wisdom also to who have a illusion mind, they have a diluted mind or distorted mind, so wisdom also very important. And then Buddha, also devotees, people who devote to Buddha and Bodhisattvas, sometimes forgot to say what is the importance of sentient, normal sentient beings. Buddha, Bodhisattvas also originally kind of have once or have been ordinary people, ordinary beings, become, then gradually they turn to realization. For this, we kind of, although this is differences, normal beings and enlightened beings, but there is a very roots similarities. Ordinary beings can become enlightened. Enlightened being also once in ordinary being, form of ordinary beings. And nowadays, ordinary beings also in future can be achieve rich enlightenment. So for this here is saying to respect ordinary beings. And then thus the state of Buddhahood depends on beings and the Buddha and Buddha's equality. What kind of practice is it then that honor only Buddha but not beings? You can say poor people have a chance to become rich people. Low position people have the chance to become higher position. Or full people become wise. Similarly, ordinary beings can, we don't know which is the form of the next life or future lives become a Buddha. Or also, sometimes ordinary Buddha can be appear as a normal beings. Also, he prophesied himself, said, I will be in future times in any form, if that form can help sentient being to relief from temporary and deep suffering, and ultimately they can reach enlightenment. for this, we can say, the 13 or as whatever we read here is saying, Buddhist kind of practice, way of practice, is relying on two major kind of object, we can say. Maybe not really object, but you can say not material object, but two type of object. One is enlightened being, one is ordinary being. So not only one, but many, two categories. One is ordinary beings, and one is one. You know, can we say one is or one are? One are is wrong. Yes, that's right. Yes, yes. And then for this, said that both can help us to transform our mind through the enlightened beings and ordinary beings. So then this question comes, if ordinary beings also are helping us to reach enlightenment, then what is the important role they are taking? So we shall respect and have a compassion towards them. There are many reasons to sentient beings are important. Sentient beings, because we have a same goal to avoid suffering and reach happiness, then this is one common kind of a ground of beings. And the second is all sentient beings possess the good nature of goodness. With the right of cause and the conditions, they can achieve Buddhahood. And their potential always there. Even now it seems very bad situation, but they have possessed the cognitive power, and with that sensitivities, with compassion. So for that we say, then these sentient beings seems like a future Buddha. So we should respect future Buddha. As we said, if you respect king, but you also have to respect the baby kind of prince or princess, because they are going to be future power or future kind of after maturity, they were going to serve a country, serve sentient beings like Buddha and Bodhisattva also say. So there's a, as we explained this before, in Garland Flower Sutra, they have even an example. I said, sentient beings are like roots of Bodhi tree, and Bodhi means enlightened. So they use this words, and then the key to turn to enlightenment is compassion. If we don't have a compassion, we are not wise enough to see others' needs and then have the rotation of a position, that kind of chance or thinking is more limited. So if we have a practice compassion, then wisdom and wise, many skillful means also merge in one's mind. And then you can deepen in that compassion that automatically comes to limitless love, limitless loving kindness, compassion, and limitless rejoice and limitless, I can say, equanimity. All sentient beings are having the same kind of potential to achieve good, accumulate wisdom and merit. And then because of the this reason, we have a more conviction, or we are sure, say, compassion is very important. After that, this is a Bodhi tree, actually, hey, we cut from South Bay somewhere, and then they said, why there is a water under, we are putting a glass of water here, then if roots keep wet and moisture, then this tree and the full of the body also give the energy, and then become, in the future, we can continue moisture and even water on the roots, and then they can grow leaves and also flower, blossom flowers, and they also take another seeds or something, fruits. Maybe there is no fruits, but other seeds. So similarly, the key important for practitioner is compassion. After compassion, bodhicitta, six paramita, or the generosity, self-discipline, patience, diligence, meditation, these also gradually come to your mind, wisdom, and then eventually you will reach the flower and then leaves or the seeds. So that is a Buddha, the Bodhisattvas. So without water in the roots, then they will dry out. Similarly, without compassion, our practice, spiritual practice, will also dry out, and there won't be chief higher kind of ground. So then they said the roots is the ordinary beings. We should take care of that. Then we will keep accumulation of wisdom and merit, eventually become enlightened beings. So this is very important. So here is explaining more, said why is equal to us. They said on beings and the Buddha, and on the Buddha equality. This is in number 13, state of Buddhahood depends on the being and on Buddha equally. So they're here saying, not equality, not the in the qualities of their mind or equal, but the fruits they give are alike in beings. So it's saying, of course, you can say Buddha and the ordinary beings are quite different. Even said, Ananda, he is one of the most learned person, very, very good memory. He himself, one person, can memorize, remember many, many teachings, including first time there is a Akalma, the Sutra of Akalma. It's quite large, extensive teachings. And there is a long Akalma teaching, middle Akalma teaching, and also Za Ahanjin. It's a collection of Akalma teachings. And also the Fa Ju Jing, the Dhammapada, and the Dhammapada, that Sutra of Dhammapada, it's also very deep teaching, teaching. And others, he himself, one person, can recite a quote or Buddha's teaching, when, where, which place, and who said this and that. Question to Buddha, and the Buddha, how Buddha replied. This way, after Buddha's passed away, first gathering of Arhat, many Arhat, 500 according to some book, and then mainly it from these sutras from Ananda. Ananda gave this recall of memory. And then Ananda, he can memorize very much. There is a different type of people, including the Arhat, have a good memory. There is a way of to kind of systematically to memorize, including the achievement of some degree of meditation, help them to memorize. And then it's like a recorder. They can record in, not mixed with a layer, but he can remember very clearly what, according to the time, what happens. And very important, sometimes our normally memory won't be maybe some piece of information here and some end put in the first put the end or somewhere can mix the information. Maybe there is some main point, but we're going to have that not a good order. And in his, and also some, the normal training depends on also the, genes. I think like father, mother, some type of people have a good memory, and also including other, trainings to going to have a achievement of some memory power. Ananda, he is a good scholar and a very good memory, but they said even like Ananda, people in all of space and on the earth combine their wisdom but cannot achieve maybe tens of, let's see, by it's billions or one of billions of Buddha's wisdom. It's the, then it's in all Ananda and all over the place, and then he's combined his knowledge and wisdom cannot achieve Buddha's one of the billion or something. Then what kind of wisdom is that? You know, I think then he said we also can achieve that. Some people also wondering, thinking Buddha, the total enlightenment, supposed to be some kind of a some knowledge about scholar and professor, that kind of knowledge. But according sutra and teaching said, it's quite very different ordinary knowledge, and weakened mind is very, very powerful. Some people may think internet. Internet have a vast, accumulate vast information, and then is a Buddha smarter than the internet? And then said, all quality of enlightenment is not much, much beyond of this kind of collection of some degree of information. Internet is in the box still. It's in the reader in the box. But there's sometimes we use for Buddha and Bodhisattva said a limitless light, limitless longevity, or limitless not longevity to say unsurpassable or something. You sometimes use that words. Means that, as we said before, those knowledge, about relative knowledge. For example, Buddha kind of said, one, it's in this 1 second of one moment, he can understand, or we can say experience countless beings, kind of mental streams. And then, so for normal people, we will think that would be make people crazy. Even two people have a, if you merge into other few people's mind, you will make you kind of restless, feel tired. Even somebody ask you some questions and answer you a few times a question, ask you bothering some questions, then you will be kind of a little bit angry or not wanted to answer more. But in the Buddha, his mind, he can capable to possess or to handle limitless kind of a stream. So for this, let's say Buddha and the normal sentient beings, there is a differences. Also the, what they're saying is they all both ordinary beings and the Buddha help sentient beings to achieve total realization. And then that's why I said that they are same. Yes.
Offerings made to those with loving minds reveal the permanence of living beings. Merit that accrues from faith in Buddha shows in turn the Buddha's permanence.
Very good. And then this said, offering made to those who loving minds reveal the elements of loving beings. And then there is saying, oh, we should respect sentient beings, and like we respect the Buddha, and offering things to serving sentient beings, like we serving Buddha, and then like you serving your parents, you serving sentient beings, like you serving your teacher, like that way to serving sentient beings. And then here saying, why? Because we need to keep the compassion towards sentient beings, because sentient beings are elements of reveal the elements of a living being. What do you English in this words saying? Reveal the eminence. And then I think actually they were saying because they are noble, because they are important. They were saying, as we said before, sentient beings have help you to achieve a realization. Important. Sentient beings, if you say you are rich people, but without other people, you cannot be rich, become richer. If you are born to become famous, without other people's kind of support, you can be famous. Because the famous have to be, you have to have a fans or something. And also, if you want to become high position, if there is no low position, you don't have a high position. So it also depends on the other beings. If we say, many city people look down farmers, but without farmers, what food do you eat, or kind of basic needs? Without other workers, then you don't have that servants. Without servants, you don't have the enjoyment of being served. Something like that. So, from that normal society, we can say ordinary beings are important. Without maybe even saying insects, these bees, or we don't have honey to eat. Without a cow, we don't have milk to drink. And then also say, without worms on the earth, we don't have the nutritional good, many kind of flower, these things, good fruition of full flower tree and the corpse and many things. So, and also maybe without birds and many things, we don't have with the rain or sun or this, we don't have the colorful, beautiful, natural kind of world. Some people said even without Sahara, the desert in Africa, we don't have Amazon in the other side, because Sahara, the wind will blow, and then the rich kind of nutrition or something went to the other side, and then there will be rich soil, source. And then similarly, without sentient beings, we don't have we have no place to become Buddha and Bodhisattva. They said Bodhicitta mainly practice for sentient beings. Buddha kind of already gone beyond, so he's not relying on our kind of kindness or something anymore. And then this way I said, practice of compassion and respect and help. And we will, when we help others, we will kind of come to success, or we will be put in progress. Especially to people who are in suffering and need more help. And in tradition, and also some Buddhist teaching said, help father and mother, very important. They have a gone to age, and help sickness, people who are in sick, and people who are in a journey, long journey. Nowadays, even global journey may not take too long. But in ancient time, people cannot travel large quantity of food with them more normally. Maybe sometimes 1 month, 2 months, few months they can do, but not anymore. If they can carry on some money or something, they can buy some place, may much buy much things. So many travelers rely on kindness of a place, the local people, to get fresh food or things like that. If it become a robbery, or they're being robbed by people, stealed or something, then it's difficult for them. So respect people who are in trouble, and people who are in sickness. That's the highest virtue. Even like people who meditate in a cave with emptiness, shunya, and they have the same merit. So if you can help the people in a hungry, in a wounded situation, old age, long travel journey, people, you have accumulated the highest accumulations merit. Yes, you went ahead.
One of them is equal to the Buddhas, who are the oceans of perfection, who are because they have a share in bringing forth enlightenment. He is made like him.
One second. There are some people here. So this also, said Buddha. Why? What does Buddha have reached enlightenment? So this is a similar as we said. Buddha have his kind of. Not Buddha is not one person. There are many, many Buddhas in the entire universe. It says countless Buddha, countless sentient beings. And then it's saying many beings already achieved total realization, and they can manifest like entire kind of realms to help sentient beings. And then meditation, wisdom, and those are not compared to ordinary people. Their capability is much, much beyond of normal beings. And then, as we had said before, so they use four fearless, I think, 10 powers and 18 special kind of attainment. Then some sutra teachings often said this, four fearless and 10 power and 18 not normal, spirit attainment. Use these words to saying ordinary beings and Buddha are very, very different. Even Bodhisattvas and being Buddha were different. Very, very different achievement. It's like what we can say. We have, for example, we have a flashlight or even candle. And then there is some light. They can kind of take away the darkness at night, and maybe candle light can make one room little bit to shine, and for good this electric light bulb can make brighter. Or you have at night you use the flashlight to take care of yourself, the mood, and the group of people, even few people you can help. And then, so Bodhisattvas are like maybe sun or other kind of light. They come to shine more direction, 10 directions, and then help more sentient beings in the darkness. But there is a limitation. Even our sun, they cannot reach too far. They will be kind of gradually the light will be, power will be lower and lower. And in Bodhisattva Bhumi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the quality, the power of the mind can display in different form, and also that is different. Even ordinary beings, like in sex samsara, higher realms, there are some capable people to remember past and future in certain extent, some degree. Maybe they said many life story, they can clearly remember that. Also can predict future what happens. But there is a limit. They said, maybe I can say, for example, 1,000 lifetimes in the past and the future, they can figure out approximately what happens. But for enlightened being like Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, they are more capable to eons kind of time what happens. That's why normally in sutra teaching, Buddha also say, if this happening now is sometimes related to eons kind of before some stories, events. Then he said, explaining what you're happening, you should not, why actually you should understand this is not normal kind of events. This one events actually have a very long kind of trace. You can trace this one events to long time ago. And sometimes also predict people. Say, now you are ordinary people, even you have a great kind of a sin or murder and sin, things like that. But in the future, how many times they said you will become a Buddha and you're going to do many, many good things. And he predict and giving them prophesies, beings, lot of them. This are normal, not like Shakyamuni Buddha, but Amitabha Buddha. Many, many Buddha do this. Especially you are already having first ground Bhumi, then they will prophesize beings saying, you kind of achieve. Ordinary level of beings also like that. Some good master, they can predict the condition of the student and make them say, you should practice this type of Dharma. It's good for you and you can handle it. You can spread this teaching and help some degree of sentient being. Sometimes you're going to have a 13 or 500, some different numbers that you can make them enlightened or you can make them in this good condition. So, and the Buddha in the highest spirit, the enlightenment, he himself is light in nature. Whatever he said, Buddha see the universe or the kind of sentient beings as we ordinarily watch our kind of palm, in the universe. So as we said before, in 1 second his mind can, how much he can observe or handle. This is very different. So it's said, I will read this again. Although not one of them is equal to the Buddhas, who are eons, oceans of perfection, because they have a shared in bringing forth enlightenment. Beings may be like Buddha, may be likened to be the Buddhas. I have a reading some problem. So it's here also said they have the same capacity. Buddha and the ordinary beings have the same capacity, make normal people achieve enlightenment. So in from this level they are same. And then they said you also should remember normal beings and Buddha, they have different kind of differences. Buddha have achieved like vast like sky, deep like ocean. Sometimes we use these words, said merit already. if such a gathering of supreme excellence, a tiny part appeared in certain beings, the three words made in offering to them would be a very little thing. Three words made offering towards, I'll have to check the words, I think. I'll make sure this is the same. This is the same. It's the same. If we, this is a also portion. This is a part that we were talking about offering. Two things to Buddha and Bodhisattva, and including ordinary beings, and especially ordinary beings, we should serving them and helping them, or we can say nurturing, and we make kind of a good help of sentient beings, including giving material things they need, and medicine, something they need, the encouragement or anything, education they need so here it's saying only Buddha, in the level of Buddha, where the complete perfect complete supreme excellence gathered all. If such a gathering of a supreme excellence, a tiny part of here. Yes, they say only Buddha already completed all on good merit and wisdom. He already gone beyond of all. 确实，it's the same Buddha. Why? What is Buddha? It's saying Buddha means he accumulated all good qualities and then dispelled all negative kind of negative. 确实。 It's saying perfect, actually, but another way to say perfect is saying he has a wisdom and form and formless. Form means compassion, and he can appear even a physical body as a perfect kind of manner on scene. So ordinarily, right, in the ancient concept, what is perfect means skin is golden, or something, the 832 marks, 80 minor kind of marks, it's saying manifest majesty kind of looking, or we can say. And then he, as a normal beings, he can, he not necessarily as a human being or form of human, he can be anything. But if we say one time he become normal looking, it's kind of a sentient being, human being. So as a human being, even he is a good looking. And then Buddha himself also said, if needed, he will appear in 500 or good and good looking and but not good looking. So he was not necessarily as a normal conception of good looking or something like that. But he can be sometimes said he hunter or prostitution on the not even lower in the bottom. He sometimes looks beggar or something like. But he manages in his way to influence other beggars to do good things. And if king or something, he may manifest or not manifest, be born as a king to serve in country and make the good work and the job. So, but the king, maybe not again. same. Each different social realms of professions and the status divide people to many different groups. And sometimes these group between there's not much really direct trust and contact. So with this Buddha has become prostitution can serve other kind of people who are in a bad condition. He was, there's a story, said many enlightened beings who also, taught by seemingly look very bad people. Even this Naroba, his master Diloba, is a fish kind of eating raw fish, and then for normal people we think this is a unacceptable things and then something, but it's Naroba's kind of lineage, and sometimes raw, so many. The way to help sentient beings, not one way, or always appear in a positive kind of image to can help sentient beings. And then here we say Buddha already possess all quality of good form and form the emptiness. Emptiness including wisdom. He achieved form, perfect or form, and then perfect of formless emptiness. So emptiness part is wisdom, form is called of a skillful means. So through this two qualities, he, if people know this quality, they will completely kind of from the bottom of heart, the offering, the respect, and then learn from Buddha, and also you can say some degree of, not some degree, it's saying the devotion also came from that understanding. But people who don't have, of course, not full, but if you can become full enlightened, then you become a Buddha. It's possible. But even not fully enlightened, only partial of a Buddha's quality you possess, you are worthy to become respected by people or, and also, offering, you are worthy to offering, you are worthy to learn from you, and, this kind of, including pay homage or something, these words. I said even three words called formless realm, form realm, desire realm, three realms, six kind of, sometimes called three realms, six, path or six world, three realm, six world. I think you can say this. Three realm is, as we said, formless is a goddess, some level. Goddess, they also, some are formed. There is a physical body you can see. Some are formless, only have a consciousness, and in form of consciousness, they have elements of form, but not really you can see or catch anything. And then form realm, and the desire realm, we are in the desire realm, you know, so form former and also with a good merit and some degree of sustaining their mind into meditative state, they can kind of take birth in that realm. In our realm, it's more rough kind of a consciousness realm and grosser level of realm. And they said these three realms of accumulations or the three worlds made offering to them would be very little. So it's a partial of the Buddha's quality. If you possess the three realms of offering, making you for you is too little. Something like that. You should possess more. Or you worthy to respect. Like you, if you use, he said, if I hire one manager, if this manager have some kind of a professional knowledge about the founder, kind of Washington, or if you say President Trump and Washington, and if we say, if Trump has some degree of elements of Washington's quality, he was it to respect by all Americans. Yes, yes.
It's not obvious.
Yes, of course, everybody should have some degree of the elements, good and they're positive, definitely. Each different people, they have possess some good qualities, otherwise people won't vote that much. Maybe some people like the kind of his straightforward feeling. And yeah, that's true. Some people also want to have a, we are this society not fully enlightened yet, so we should have some step by step progress, not like open too much, that kind of understanding. You can see some are dream, but the dream also and reality, you have to, what's it called, reality plus, not plus, minus dream, or something like that. Or dream minus reality. Then you can have something understand, oh, there is a gap. Efficiency. Oh. What? 哪一个中文词? Oh, yes, yes. That's right. So it's saying since there is what lies in sentient beings a share in bringing forth of spring and enlightened state. You were in Chama, right? Oh. So this is quite simple. It's if we each of the sentient beings have the quality can make us to attain for a Buddha and reach Buddhahood and also understand Buddha Dharma. Some people, not everybody, because of a kind of a very smooth transition, like a smooth transformation taking place. Sometimes it's rough. I knew one person who become monk and become good practitioner. But before he become monk, there's some family kind of revenge, the two group of people fighting. He fed up at this situation, also dangerous. You sometimes, if your cousin did something bad thing, then you may get hurt in some situation like that. Because you have a shared same family and you are relatives, they don't care who you are, you did or other people did. As long as you are grouped together, they will harm you. This is a tribal kind of idea. And then, this is the situation happens. So he thinking about life is very treasured, and I want, if I lose this life, I don't know when I take another form of human life. So he think stupid kind of angry, and then some stealing or possess things, making trouble, who wins and who lose, and then kind of protecting the family, honor and revenge. Those are very brutal and stupid too. And become, he don't want become part of that kind of a game on the faith. And then he become monk. And then after, he had a long life, but many of his cousin and some of the relatives passed away due to some different fightings. So he thought this Dharma also not only give me wisdom, but also saved my life. Normally people become monk, they don't harm in kind of this area. Once you become monk, you are out of any conflict. And so this happens many times. Even in America, in Second World War time, some Japanese also being evacuated to kind of a center. And then they have given, I think, 7 days to move. And they'd only have one belonging, one suitcase each person allowed to bring. But they already have stayed for a long time. They have many possessions. They have a hard time to choose what to bring with them. Mm. And then the rest of their possessions put in a temple, Japanese temple, I think in San Francisco and other place. Then they can mark name and then things. And many years after they came back, and the temple, protected very, very well. So the temple always like shelter. I remember one person in Afghanistan. It's a tribal area, and also there are a lot of, Taliban. Yes, Taliban group people. They captured two, I think, Caucasian, and then with them, and after those two people managed to run away from that kind of monitor captured. And then they went to mosques, and then they have a difficult to understand each other, but they know these people are captured by Taliban people. And I think Taliban sometimes very merciless, ruthless, so difficult to protect, but the area in the border of some, they cannot be fully controlled. So these people came to ask to bring those people, but they didn't. They kept kind of and talk. You shouldn't bring gun or be angry or anything into the mosques. So mosque sometimes become a hiding weapon or something used for good, bad purpose, but sometimes it's very good for protecting other beings. その、then, due to many reasons, but all sentient beings capable or not have this quality can make other people happy or suffering, to go to deeper in a circle of suffering, cyclic existence, also can be a helper of to achieve enlightenment. So this all sentient beings, if you look at their purely them, sentient beings, it's good that to have this nature. All sentient beings can somehow to become one's journey of enlightenment, the part of their journey of enlightenment. That's why I say, without the sentient beings, there is no Buddha and Bodhisattva. This proves that all Buddha and Bodhisattvas had some contact or kind of a reaction with sentient beings, then they eventually reach enlightenment. So in this case, in that, sentient beings are very, very important. So this is right. We should reverence, it's right that I shall reverence them. So they are continue here, emphasizing, sentient beings can, able to, not it can, but we rely on sentient beings to do everything, including accumulate merits. And then for practice of Dharma, it said, if without of sentient being, we cannot practice of compassion. Who we should practice of compassion, and who we should practice of generosity, and even self-discipline, and the patience. There is, must be something to kind of cultivate or challenge objectively. For this, sentient beings, although they sometimes peers in negatively, but it's a very precious, even sometimes negatively, with the pain, they create some pain to us, but we have the effort to avoid pain. That effort come from that kind of helping us in that way.
The Buddhas are my true upgrading friends. Some of them are sensitive to the green. How else may I repay their goodness but by making me do happy?
So Buddha, the sentient beings for Buddha, it's like their own child, only child, or something. Sometimes we say Bodhisattvas see all sentient beings are their only child. And what Buddha and Bodhisattvas, kind of all purpose and the way of activity is all benefit sentient beings. Wanted to avoid or reduce the suffering of sentient beings and make them through Buddha and Bodhisattva, sentient beings can encourage to know themselves. They know their mind, the nature of mind, and then to liberate themselves. And if we want to pay back the kindness of Buddha and Bodhisattvas, kind of a nature of a compassion and an effort to helping sentient beings, we should also respect, and the best way to respect Buddha is to respect sentient beings. If we say there is a for example, there is a parents, you really respect them, father or mother or something, you really, they are very kind, nice, very gentle. And then for them, their child is very important for them. Their child is their only child or something. Then you respect the parents, but you beat up the child children, then they will not be happy. So similarly, say we should think about make Buddha and Bodhisattva happy. We also shall protect their interest, that is their child, like sentient being. And then you, please.
This is 120, right?
Yes.
By helping beings, we repay the ones who sacrificed their lives for us and plunge into the hell of unrelenting pain. Should beings therefore do great harm to me, I'll strive to bring them only benefit.
Yes, yes. So, there is many stories talking about Buddha who wish the Bodhisattvas or the practitioners wanted to help sentient beings, then they even need to go to hell, and if there is a benefit, I can help other sentient beings. I will go there, and I think some teacher, master, also they prayed in that way. And I think one is Kundanrupa. In his book, he said, "I wish in my his end of the words of his death, passing away." He said, "If I form my wish, I want to go to hell." He's a good practitioner, good scholar. He think in his kind of attainment or capability, he can help sentient beings in different way of form. So he said, "I will not pray to go to pure realm or other place, but I want to sincerely practice of the promise, what I promised in taking Bodhisattva vows. I want to help in the most suffered kind of sentient beings." And then in Chinese tradition of Buddhism, and it said, he also said, if hell realm is not empty, I shall not become a Buddha. Like that, he wanted to help and empty of the hell realms. And it's like that. So Buddha, and also their stories, Buddha in his previous lives, he went to Tiger Mountain here, Anamma Buddha in Nepal. In that place, of course, it's not life, Gautama Buddha before. And he was a prince, I think, with his few friends, cousin, and brothers, sisters. They went to picnic, and then on the mountain, they saw a tiger family, mother, and some tiger babies. In a very hungry situation, and then the other brother, and the nun went away. And then they said, oh, you should go first and I will come in later. And he turned back to the tiger, the tiger net or cave. And then he wanted the tiger mother to eat him. And then tiger mother is too hungry, cannot really have the strength to eat this person. I think that time teenager, something like that. And then he used some stick to take out some blood and leaking the blood for the tiger, and later on the tiger have a strength. They eat this person. And then for these and many other stories, how with it Buddha did this and the, this and the.
Tiger
ate already. Yeah, he ate this person.
Blood.
Yeah, blood and people.
And
this yes. Some people may think this they're very too much this kindness, but it's a said. Due to how way of a Buddha serving sentient beings, it's his life and physical body and his possessions and his merit all go to sentient beings. He won't kind of hesitate or doubt of to serving other sentient beings. In that case, we are follower of the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas. Even we kind of had some people harming us or something degree, we shall continue our kind of good service and dedicate to serving others, not shake the devotion towards shake sentient beings, and then continue to serve the love sentient beings in without kind of a question, hesitation, and then determined to do that. And then you, yes, please, you continue to read one more.
For those who have become my lords, at times took care not even of their body. Why should I, a fool, behave with such conceit? Why should I not become the slave of others?
The same, even Buddha, he's kind of a very important, or he has a highly, Buddha has possessed many good qualities. Even he wanted to kind of way doing sometimes even needed to use this body to offer him to sentient beings and to pay back sentient beings, kind of serving sentient beings. One second, let me. So this noble and the holy kind of Buddha, he, in order to benefit sentient beings, he don't hesitate to use his mind, his body, and his all necessary kind of needs to serving sentient beings. And then we are kind of not supreme as a Buddha. We have a lot of ignorance and we have a self-importance, self-centered thinking. Even although we have a deluded mind, not like Buddha, but we should also study, learn from Buddha, and there's no question we continue to, we don't have a good reason, even Buddha helping them, so we should do the same. In this, I think, 白玉经怎么说的来着？Parable 是吧？100 parable sutra or something like that. and then there's a 100 Baiyejin, karma selected karma. There is also story on previous life of Buddha, and also there is also wise and foolish sutra, the wise and the foolish sutra, or wise or foolish sutra. That those, if you have a chance to read, and then there are a lot of stories about Buddha, how he, in order to help sentient beings in many lifetimes, he's in different story of life to, we can say, in order to serve sentient beings, he lost his life. Sometimes it's said in Varanasi, India, and there is a place of a deer park. And he said, even this one place, he said, in a previous lifetime, he had 1,000 time of lifetimes in order to serve in sentient beings. He lost his head. Buddha is in his head. So in many place and time, he, in order to serve in sentient beings, who was kind of, we can say some, it's for enlightened beings, I don't think that is a sacrifice, but it's a kind of a way he wanted to do. It's not, let's say, only you're damaged. After that, you're going to be lower, or you're kind of forever you had that negative mark. After the serving many times of sentient beings, with losing his life, he reached enlightenment. Gradually accumulate the merit, and of course the key of enlightenment is wisdom itself, but accumulation of virtue is from that kind of a real counter detail happens in his life. So Buddha is not like normal sentient beings, only he is normal, also not very normal. He had this big heart and mind towards sentient beings. Maybe we'll read one more. Buddhas are made happy by the joy of beings. Their sorrow, their lament with when beings suffer. By bringing joy to beings, then I please the Buddhas also. By wounding them, I wound the Buddhas too. So as we said before, here also mentioned, the Buddha and Bodhisattva's only interest is to help sentient beings, enlightening sentient beings, reduce suffering, pain, and the ignorance, and the wrong misunderstanding. For this, we best way to serving sentient beings, serving Buddha, it's not, maybe not necessarily the prostration in front of Buddha statue or something. But we should remember sentient beings, and as we mentioned, from our kind of bottom of heart, wanted to avoid the suffering for them, and not disturbing them. And if you can enrich and powering them, and then reach enlightenment. through Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and then making this connection, and then to self-realization of what is nature of things, and what is mind, what mind capable to do, and then these gradually wisdom path of enlightenment going to be merging in that way. So I said, Buddha happy because of sentient beings are happy. They're temporary happy and long-lasting happiness in Buddhism. We said temporary happiness also important, but if temporary happiness without the wisdom guidance then become maybe harm even. Sometimes it's meaningless, sometimes wasting time, sometimes they become habitual tendencies that harming them continuously. It's like giving opium or the drugs towards people. If you are happy or you are harming, but long-lasting health, happiness is a way of to regain the health and then continually do meaningful things. And then Buddha himself, as a enlightened being, already gone beyond of harming or suffering or happy or unhappy state of kind of afflicted emotion. But in the relative world, everything rely on the compound elements, cause and the conditions. In that, he appears in that like that, to with the help of, in order to help of sentient beings, of course, with the best interest. And said, if you have a nightmare, and then Buddha is like he already awakened state, so he can see what you are dreaming and you are caught in a nightmare of suffering. So he, with his compassion, he wants to remind you, you are just dreaming. And then you, in that kind of realization, you will liberate yourself from that nightmare. And then if sentient beings are not happy, even or not all sentient beings in one time not happy, not happening that way, but individual sentient beings not happy, or group of sentient beings not happy in suffering, so Buddha also kind of can feel and then can feel sad. So said, so our job is to make sentient beings peace and happy and gain wisdom, accumulate the merits, then Buddha also happy. If we harm an individual and also group of people, then Buddha also feel being harmed. This is a more kind of relative point to say Buddha care about sentient beings. I think we shall stop here. Dedication prayers, page 30. As courageous Manjushri understood, and just like a Shamada Bhadra as well, now and all dedicate all this virtue, following their example, one and all, since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious one throughout three times. All of the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated practicing this line. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, and attain to secret kayas that arises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, thereby the every mental defilement be overcome. May sin be liberated from ocean of samsara, which troubled by birth, old age, sickness, and death. Thank you very much.